Hi, this is Ian Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in chapter 1 now. We're reading verses 13 and 14. Paul says, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise." The Apostle Paul here says that he was desiring to come see these Roman believers, but he was hindered. That word in the King James Version, let, means hindered. That word is not so much archaic. It's even used in tennis today. If you've ever watched a tennis game, and when the ball hits the net, the referee yells, "Let," and that means that the net stopped the ball. And that's what the word let is. You can just translate it hindered to make it more clear. In Romans chapter 15, the Apostle Paul tells us probably why he was hindered. In verse 20, we read, "Yea, so I have strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you." In chapter 1, he was hindered. Here, it's much hindered. And notice the Apostle Paul was chosen to go to the regions beyond, as it were, and because of his ministry and his apostleship, he was hindered. And I believe we really do have probably satanic hindrance here. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18, Paul desired to come to the Thessalonians, and he states it directly, that Satan hindered him. So he was being hindered from coming to see these Romans. Well, why is that? Well, we read here that he wanted to come there to see the Romans, that I might have some fruit among you also. Now, what is this fruit? I believe that the evil one, the adversary and Satan, has a fruit prevention program. So often we think that the devil is involved in trying to hide the good news to the world at large, and that's true, but he is also interested in hindering believers from growing. The Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 1 places even more emphasis upon the establishing of believers than he does the winning of unsaved people to Christ. Paul labored to present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, and that has to do with knowledge of God, growth in the Scriptures, and fruit bearing. If you just look in the letter to Romans itself, we read in Romans 6:22 that Paul said that the believers will have fruit unto holiness. In Romans 7:4, he talks about fruit unto God. In Romans 15, verse 28, he talks about fruit in the sense of the Roman Gentile believers giving to those in need. So that's practical fruit. And I'm sure you can come up with other ones. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit. So we see when there's an effort to get fruit among believers, there is a program, and I believe the adversary is in charge of it. He wants to hinder believers from being useful. Friends, do you believe in God and Christ? Then we should be useful. We would seek to be useful to not only ourselves and our families, but our fellow man. And God intends for us to be useful to others, to love others, and to be practically of use to others. And this is one thing I think that the adversary would seek to hinder. He would seek to hinder that we would grow in grace and becoming useful. Remember, faith is not only believing what God has said, but faith brings action in the life of the believer. The Apostle Paul said it's the word of God that effectually works in you who believe. So if you believe it, it'll work in your life. Now the Apostle Paul continues by saying that he is a debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Now, a barbarian is simply someone who does not speak Greek. If you would like to see more information on what a barbarian is, turn to 1 Corinthians 14:11, where Paul says a barbarian is one who doesn't speak your language. He is also a debtor to the wise and to the unwise. So human wisdom does not help you, and lack of human wisdom does not hinder you from becoming a believer. And the less you are wise in this world, it's no hindrance. The gospel is for everyone, to the wise and the unwise. Isn't that interesting? Wise people need to hear the good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ, and his accomplishments on Calvary's cross. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We will talk to you again tomorrow.